நாம் நின்றுவாரை ஜெபிப்போம். பரிசுத்தமுள்ள ஆண்டவரே, நீர் சிலுவையிலே மொழிந்த 7 வார்த்தைகளை நாங்கள் கேட்கும்படியாக நீர் கிருபை செய்தீர். ஆண்டவராக இயேசுவின் சிலுவை எங்கள் வாழ்க்கையை மாற்றி அமைக்கும்படியான வல்லமையுள்ள ஒரு புல்பிட் என்பதை நான் உணர்ந்து கொள்ள கிருபை தார். எங்களோடு தொடர்ந்து நீர் பேசி மீட்பர் இயேசு கிறிஸ்துவின் நாமத்தில் பிதாவே அமர்வோம். லெட் மீ டேக் மை ஓன் 10 மினிட்ஸ். கிறிஸ்துவுக்குள் பிரியமானவர்களே, தேவர் ஜஸ்ட் ஆன் த டாட். ஐ மஸ்ட் அப்ரிஷியேட் ஆல் தி 7 ப்ரீச்சர்ஸ். தேவர் ஸ்டக் டு த டைம்ஸ். Though some of them went this way, that way, a little bit, but still others have compensated that. I would like to just give a fitting conclusion for this wonderful service. There are some people who don't understand Tamil at all, not a smattering of Tamil. So for the sake of those people, I want to just give this fitting conclusion for them to go back with this message, back home meditating on the cross of Christ. We have been, during Lent, all the Fridays, talking about what? I am sayings of Jesus. I want to combine this 7 I am sayings recorded for us in the Gospel according to St. John with the 7 words of the cross we had just heard, right? I'll be as brief as I can possibly be. If I am going a little bit this way, that way, kindly excuse me, please. First verse, let me tell you, what the first verse? Pidavai rilek manim thang seigrad inna dendru. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. What are the first I am saying in Gospel of St. John? Interestingly, as I told you, as Arun has rightly been pointing out on and on, John is entirely different from the other 3 Gospels. They're called Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John is exclusively different. He was totally theological, deeply theological. And unless and until you listen and read John from a different perspective, you'll be differently missing a lot what John has got to tell us. Now, I'm going to just combine what the first I'm saying recorded for us in John. Read to me quickly John 6:48. What is that? The shortest verse in the Bible? Jiva Purnane, right. I am the bread. Now, let us put these two together. Jesus said, I am the bread. The first word on the cross was what? Father, forgive them. How can we club these two together? Interestingly speaking, Jesus saying, life runs on bread, right? Bread is not an exclusive commodity that is available only in a pile of rich people. Bread is available in all houses, right? Whatever be the caste, color, or creed you belong to, bread is absolutely essential for a physical living, physical life. The same way, forgiveness is absolutely essential for your eternal life. Without forgiveness of sin, there is no remission of sin at all. So the Bible says repeatedly on and on, if you have not forgiveness, there is no eternal life for you at all. So bread is essential for a physical life. Forgiveness is essential for what? Your eternal life. So these two verses can beautifully combine. When Jesus said, Father, forgive them. And again he said, I am the bread. That means the forgiveness is available through me the same way the bread is available through me as well. So just as bread is essential for physical living, forgiveness is essential for what? Your spiritual living. No forgiveness, no eternal life at all. You know where you can get to heaven at all with the forgiveness. Same way, if you do not eat your bread, you will die tomorrow. So death is directly combined. If you don't take your bread, you're going to die. That means bread is essential for physical living. Forgiveness is essential for your spiritual living. Number 2, what is the second verse? You'll be in paradise, right? And what is the second I am saying? I know most of you are not there during Lent Fridays. Even those who have come, I don't know how many of you are listening to what was being said to this pulpit. What are the second I am saying of Jesus recorded for us in the Gospel of according to St. John?
I am the door.
10, very good. 10:9 of John. What does Jesus say? I am the door. What is the second verse from the cross? Today you'll be in?
paradise.
Now let us put these two together, right? According to Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19, the writer to the Hebrew writes, Jesus, in order to take us all to the most holy place in heaven, he tore open his body on the cross, and through the cross, he has opened a new door for you and me to go to the holy place. Now let us put these two together. And the context, as you all know, in the 10th chapter of John, essentially Jesus is saying, I am the good shepherd, right? In the same context, he says, I am the door. Door to go where? No, in that context, 10th chapter of John, door to go where? Door to go into the sheepfold, the pen of the sheep, right? Where all the sheep are kept in a flock. If you want to get into this fold, I am the only door through which you can go. If you just test the knowledge a little further, he says, I'm the door through which you've got to go to the Father, right? And now, interestingly, in the 10th chapter, is a door only to his own sheep. Mind that, right? He doesn't say any Tom, Dick, and Harry can go through it. He said, I am the door for my own sheep. My sheep can go through me and find pastures inside. And now, for the first time on the cross of Calvary, Jesus tore open his entire body on the cross. His entire body was torn to pieces, and through this open body, he opened the new door, not for his own sheep to enter into the fold of the Father, not for his own sheep to enter into the Father's home. Who can enter now? Even a thief can go into the Father's fold. Interestingly, is it Jesus saying, I'm the door, not only for my own sheep, for which sheep? Even a bad sheep, a thief, hanging on the cross, now can go through my door, through the cross, and through the torn body on the cross, he can go through me, my door, and he can enter into my Father's holy place. Interesting, right? That's the second verse. What is the third one? What is that? He looked at the woman and said, this is your son, and John to Mary, and Mary to John, right? Now, what is the third I am saying recorded for us? 10:11 of John. I am the good shepherd, right? Now, let us put these two together. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And then again, he looked at John and said, this is your mother. And he looked at Mary and said, this is going to be your son, right? Interestingly, again, 10th chapter, go to the context again. You see Jesus saying in 12th verse, he's saying, sheep are so defenseless. Sheep are in danger. That's exactly the 2 points he's saying. You and I are the sheep in this world. This world is full of wolves around us. Wolves of different kinds and different shapes and sizes. To try to devour us. To try to take you off the path of Christ. This whole world is full of wolves trying to woo us into that fold. In that context, Jesus is saying, Jesus, as a good shepherd, is going to lay down his life. When the wolf comes to attack the sheep, sheep are in danger. They are defenseless animals, you know. They can't defend themselves. According to 10:12, John tells us, when the wolves come, they tear them to pieces and devour them, right? They are so defenseless animals. And now, coming back to the third verse, Jesus is looking at his mother, who is a widow at this point. I want to just underscore that Joseph died long time back. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, she was already a widow standing at the cross. Now his eldest son is going to be lost in a while. He's going to be dying a violent death on the rugged Roman cross. Now mother was standing at the foot of the cross, shedding her tears, looking at his son hanging on the cross so helplessly and so even hopelessly. At that point of time, Jesus looked at this defenseless widow at this point. If you read Luke chapter 20, verse 47 tells us, Vidhavigalin veettai pachikkiravargal endru potrathu. They were literally, called the scribes and the Pharisees. They were maltreating the widows. Widows were not well respected during the time of Jesus. They are so many defenseless, they are in danger exactly as the sheep were. Eppadi aadugal vandu defenseless ah. எப்படி ஆடுகள் ஓனாய்க்கு எவ்வளவு டிஃபென்ஸ்லெஸ்ஸா டேஞ்சரஸா இருந்த வண்ணமாகவே ஜீசஸ் இஸ் சேயிங் உமன் திஸ் விடோ இஸ் கோயிங் டு பி டிஃபென்ஸ்லெஸ் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் She is going to be in danger in this world. So what am I going to do? John, it is your responsibility to take care of such people. What does John represent here? John represents the church. So the responsibility is given to the church. Anybody who is defenseless in this world, like this own mother, a widow mother, anybody who is defenseless and danger in this world, the responsibility of the church, John represents the church. The church has to take care of that kind of defenseless, that kind of people who are in danger. That is the third verse. What is the fourth one? Eli, Eli, lama? Sabakthani. It's only verse in Aramaic Jesus is talking about. Now, what does it mean to us? What is the fourth I am saying of Jesus? We said, first is what? I am the bread. Then, I am the door. Thirdly, I am the good shepherd. And fourthly, what? 14:6 of John. I am the way. I am the truth. Now, let us just club these two together. That's very interesting. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Fourth was Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. What is very interesting here is, what really separated the Father from the Son, as Christopher has rightly pointed out, it is sin that separated the Father and the Son, right? Jesus never asked a question why anywhere with regard to his relationship with the Father. For the first time when he's hanging on the cross, Jesus is asking, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my Lord, why have you forsaken me? He was not asking, why have you given this cross? Why this pain and the problems, Lord? I went around doing good to everybody in the world. Why did you let this happen to me? None of these questions at all. What Jesus was asking us, Lord, I can bear this cross, but why did you have to go away from me? With you, I can run into an army. With you, I can overcome any kind of problems in my life. But without you, how can I face this cross? He was not grumbling against the cross. He was grumbling against separation from the Father. You see that interesting? Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and then I am the life. Now, what really happened was, because sin has separated the Father and the Son, Father, Son is saying, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. What happened to that now? Because sin has separated, now the way, Jesus said, I am the way is now blocked out because of sin. And then he said, I am the what? Second what? I am the truth. What happened to the truth? Jesus is saying, because of sin, Lord, because of the separation, now the way is blocked out. Secondly, the truth is blacked out. You know, blackout of truth? The truth is blacked out, Lord, because of sin. The sin has been blacked out. My truth has been blacked out. My way has been blocked out. What happened? What is the third one? I am the life. What happened to life? Life is being blotted out because of sin. Sin is so dangerous, it is so real, Lord. It is now what happened. I'm the way to you. What happened to the way? Because of sin, the way has been blocked out. The truth has been blacked out. And the life has been blotted out. That is what the agony is all about. The fourth verse. What is the fifth verse?
I thirst.
What is the fifth, I am saying? Eight. What is that? Very good. 15:1, right? John. Jesus said, I am the true wine, right? Now, interestingly, again, I'm telling you, wine saying, I thirst. It is something like water saying, I'm thirsty. How could water saying, I'm thirsty? How could Jesus say, I'm the true wine? Then he says on the cross, I thirst. How could wine thirst? Interestingly, if you dig deep into it, what Jesus is saying at this point, no wine will ever bear fruit for its own sake. Have you ever seen a wine tree, wine eating its own grapes? No way. Jesus is saying, I am the wine, not for myself, but for whom? But for others. So I'm thirsty. Then what does it mean? If you read again, the context again, everything has a context. 15th chapter, first verse, he said, I am the true wine. If you read the fourth verse and fifth verse, he says, anybody who stands in me, who stays in me, will bear fruit. The only thirst that Jesus has concerning you and me is we must bear fruit. When Jesus sees his own branches bearing fruit, His thirst is quenched. His thirst is satisfied. That's the kind of thirst he's talking about. He's not saying I'm thirsty, though he's wine asking for water. You must wonder why. But he's saying, I'm the wine not for myself, but for others. I want to quench the thirst of other people. But how about my thirst? You and I can satisfy his thirst by bearing fruits. That is what the context is all about, right? That's the fifth verse. What is the sixth one? It is finished. What is the sixth? I'm saying. But we didn't deal with that anyway. 8:12 of John. What is it? I am the light of the world. Jesus, I am the light. Now let us put these two together, right? I am the light. He said it is finished. Now you all know again a context. In what context Jesus said, I am the light, you know? 8th chapter, if you read back home, John chapter 8, a woman was caught in adultery, was brought before Jesus. They were about to stone her to death. According to Old Testament law, if a woman was found to be caught in adultery, red-handed, she asked to be stoned to death. Now, Jesus' fifth word is, it is finished. What did Jesus, when you put this tea together, what he's saying is, it is finished. You know what is finished? A woman, she's now counting in minutes. They were all ready with stones to pelt stones at her to kill her right away. Death was looming large on her horizon. She knows that she's not going to escape at all. Jesus' sixth verse says, it is finished. What is finished? Woman, your death is finished because I'm going to die on the cross for you. Your death is finished. The darkness, Jesus said, I'm the light, right? What does it mean, I'm the light? The darkness of sin is finished. The darkness of death is finished in your life. No more death for you and no more darkness of sin in this because I am the light. What is the purpose of light? When God said, let there be light, not L-I-T, L-I-G-H-T. When God said, let there be light, and there was light. What is the purpose of the light? To dispel darkness, to drive away the darkness. Now Jesus is saying here to this woman, I am the light of this world. What does it actually mean is, your darkness of sin has come to an end, your light has come. Your darkness of death has come to an end, because I am a light, I have come here. So Jesus is the light, that means he drives away the darkness, he drives away the death. Death no longer reigns in a Christian's life. Darkness can no longer be, because the light has come. That is what sixth saying is all about. What is the last one? Lord, by Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. What is the last I am saying in John? What is the last I am saying in John? 11:25, John. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Nane uichadalum jeevanamarkam. If you combine the last word Jesus uttered on the cross was, Lord, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Mind that Jesus was not saying, I'm commit my spirit into coffin box or to death. He never used that word at all. What was really happening there was, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. How can resurrection die, go into coffin box? How can life end up in death? Jesus is saying, Lord, I'm only committing it to you, right? Because God is the source of life. Jesus is saying, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Just see the correlation there. Jesus said, into answer commitment spirit, because I'm not going to die. You are going to raise me again from the dead. That is the implication there. Because if you read Acts of Apostles on and on, repeatedly all the apostles were saying, it was God who raised Jesus from the dead. Therefore he says, Lord, you are going to raise me from the dead again. Because I am the resurrection. I cannot die. I am alive, so death cannot, no sway over me at all. So I am committing it to you, and 3 days later, you are going to raise me from the dead. So that is the last words Jesus uttered on the cross. So the seven I am sayings, so will fit into the seven words that Jesus uttered on the cross. Let's pray. Chompadla. Nalla aduvare, indha aasirvadamana velaikaga nangal jabikkirom. நீ மொழிந்த 7 வார்த்தைகளும் யோவானிலே சொல்லப்பட்ட 7 ஐ ஆம் சேயிங்கோடு கூட நாங்கள் இணைத்து பார்க்கும் பொழுது எத்தனை பெரிய ஆசீர்வாதமான ஒரு வார்த்தையை நீ சொல்லியிருக்கிறீர் சுவாமி. நீரே நான் உடைய மெய்யான பிரெட் என்று சொல்லியிருக்கிறீர் சுவாமி. ஆண்டவர் தாமே எங்கள் வாழ்க்கையிலே, ஆன்மீக வாழ்க்கையிலே எங்களுக்கு முக்கியமான தேவையானது சுவாமி பாவம் மன்னிப்பாண்டவரே. எங்கள் ஆன்மீக வழிக்கு தேவையான பிரெட் அதுதான் ஆண்டவரே. அதை எங்கள் வாழ்க்கையில நீ கற்றுக் கொடுத்தபடினாலும் நமக்கு நன்றி சொல்லுகிறோம். தேவன் தாமே தொடர்ந்து எங்களோடு கூட நீர் பேசும்படியா ஜபிக்கிறோம். மரணம் எங்களுக்கு முடிவல்ல சுவாமி, இயேசு கிறிஸ்துக்கு முடிவல்ல. இன்னும் 2 நாட்களுக்குள்ளதாக நாங்கள் ஒரு உயிர்த்தெழுந்த பண்டிகை கொண்டாட இருக்கிறோம் சுவாமி. இந்த உயிர்த்தெழுந்த அனுபவத்தோடு கூட செல்வியை பார்க்கும் பலன் எங்களுக்கு தாரும். இயேசு கிறிஸ்துவின் மூலம் பிதா.